I genuinely believe in manifestation, and I have been so lucky in my life. It seems like if I want something, all I got to do is say it in an interview, and then a couple years later, it'll come true.
What kind of superhero would I want to play? Maybe Spider-Man in like 10 years' time.
My favorite video game is this little game called Uncharted.
There are so many directors. On my mind at the moment is Christopher Nolan.
Tom is somebody I hadn't worked with before, but I've admired his work for years and really wanted to work with him, and so we met and I convinced him to do it.
If you could be in a movie with any three actors, alive or dead, who would you pick? Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm-hmm.
And Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
I think she's great.
Who was your first ever celebrity crush?
Zendaya.
Tom Holland has finally confirmed that he and Zendaya are married.
Even though in that interview I said I want to be Spider-Man in the future, I didn't just sit back and relax and then it happened. Like, there's manifesting, but there's also work that goes into it.
We are all looking to manifest something. What you do today will determine your future.
I was so incredibly delusional.
And I was just not visualizing just my exercise, but I was really lifting the trophy over my head. With the age of 20, I went to London and I won the Mr. Universe contest as the youngest Mr. Universe ever. And it was because I had a goal. Because I believed.
I remember I would blow out the candles and I'd say, I want to be on Saturday Night Live every year. All of my birthdays, any wish that I could make, that's what I wished, that I could be on Saturday Night Live. And so maybe that pressure that I put on myself drove me to figure it out.
Whatever it is that you are wanting to manifest, you speak to it as though it's already happened.
You're manifesting all the time. What people don't realize, though, is that many of the decisions they make in their lives, the relationship, the decisions they make, are actually based on the baggage that they carry, and that is the narrative of their story.
I'm gonna do it, it's done, it's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. Our desires and our commitment to the ideas of our future are all that matter.
I look at things, successes in my own life, and many of them are when I wrote the headline first, I set the goal and I went after it.
Some of y'all, you're not getting close to the vision. You done said the vision and your mama said something about it, so you done backed off. You done said something about the vision and somebody tried to kill you and you done backed off. Are you hearing what I'm trying to tell you? I'm telling you that you gotta be possessed with the vision.
Know it, you're doing it. If you know it, you're living it. If you know it, you're manifesting it. You're producing it. And so therefore, as you look at yourself, you've got to have this vision of yourself beyond your circumstances.
What is your life's purpose? What is your destiny? Why on earth are you here?
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? The vision got to be done before I get up out of here. Before I leave this earth, the vision got to be done.
If you can hear your future self talking to you now, the future you would say thank you for not giving up. Thank you for not throwing in the towel. Thank you for not allowing the despair and the anguish and the anger and the bitterness and the jealousy and the ego to eat away at your progress and your perseverance and your ability to travail and endure.
Do you believe in manifestation?
Fourth grade, I went in my closet. I said, I am going to the NBA. Anything you invoke with I am after it, the power of manifestation and what can happen in the universe comes true.
Because I always remember my mother always said to me, if you can see it, you can be it.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? Don't doubt your own ability.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's f***ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no not willing to grind. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
Anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my abilities. Take on that as your God-given right to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
The question is, will you put the work in that is required to manifest? I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline and determination. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear?
In the core of your being, do you realize that you're a star?
Yeah, I always knew so. I knew I wasn't going to be regular. I just knew like I was going to be great at something. I didn't know what it was. But I knew I was going to be great at something. I just knew. Bro, I can manifest like a motherfucker.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it. If there is something that you feel is good, something you want to do, something that means something to you, try to do it.
Is there any limit to your ambition or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No, because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you would.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
Some people can see farther than others. So therefore, when people judge what I'm doing with their logic, ain't be done. Their reason say it can't or shouldn't be done. Their knowledge of history says it can't be done. So their reason and their knowledge and their logic matches with my superior belief. Therefore, the result is they don't believe.
See, let me share something with you. The easiest thing I've ever done was to earn $1 million. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe it could happen to me. That was the most difficult part, to believe.
And if it goes number one, it goes number one. If it goes number four, it goes number four. I don't care. Because you know we're the best band on the planet, with the best songs.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act.
Because you have nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. And you have everything to gain.
This is the first office of Amazon.com.
Hi, YouTube. This is Chad and Steve. We're the co-founders. And we just want to say thank you. Today we have some exciting news for you. We've been acquired by Google.
Thank All right, man. Hey, good luck, man. Don't give up. Like, don't tell nobody. Don't be scared about nothing. Best of luck to you. Don't be afraid. Don't tell nobody who's negative either. Be positive.
That's my problem. Listen, I've got £87 million in the bank. I've got a Rolls Royce. I'm part of the greatest band in the world. Am I happy with that? No, I'm not! I want more!
I sparked that first stream up. I had that one viewer, and that viewer made me keep going. And each day and more, week two, I started averaging 4 viewers. Week three, 8 viewers. Week four, 20 viewers. And once I start something, I'm not stopping.
And the winner for Streamer of the Year, I Show Speed.
What's better? Take 8 big risks in life, sin once, miss the mark once, but get 7, achieve 7, 7 out of 8. Or take 100 risks, achieve 8 of them. My hunch is that if there's a God, he's saying, go for the 100 and get 8, mm-hmm. rather mm-hmm. than 8 and get 7. Mm-hmm. If you're not taking enough risks,
to sin or miss the mark, which is what sin means, to fail. Mm. And what are you doing? Don't come back with even money. Come back with safe bets.
All the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go.
Night after night, every single night of my life, all I know, I don't know nothing else. I did it, bro.
What if I do all this work? What if I fucking do all this? What if I change my whole life? What if I do this work for the next 10 years and then it ends up not working? And I don't get chosen.
What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arm because it makes me just like, what if?
Go.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle.
Go.
Man, I'm climbing the ladder. I'm bringing my team. I'm coming for magazines and movie screens, billboards and awards, movie scores and labels. I'm signing checks and contracts on every table. I'm no longer stuck in the basement, stuck in the gutter.
Being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the dreams given to you by life, the ideas that you never acted on, looking at you with large, angry eyes, saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life, and now we must die with you forever.
I have worked while you have slept, and I will live like you dream.
I want to do this thing, but what if it doesn't work? Do it anyways.
The hardest part of making millions of dollars and being successful in business is becoming the person who is able to do the thing. That's the hardest part. Hardest part's not what doing things that'll make you $1 million. That's not the hardest part. The hardest part is you becoming the person who has enough intestinal fortitude and grit to go down into the laboratory, the cave, the drawing board, whatever you want to call it, and obsess over this problem long enough to find an elegant, effortless, effective solution. That's the part. Because most people don't have enough intestinal fortitude, they don't have enough stick-to-itiveness, they don't have enough grit to last through the learning curve to become the person who can do the thing that makes them deserve to have the stuff. Yeah, even if you take a tree growing in a garden, you plant the seed in the ground. In order for the seed to become a tree, the first thing it must do is exactly the same as the first thing we must do when we're getting ready to go through our transformation. What is that? It must be willing to cease to be a seed. Unless I'm willing to cease being what I've always been, I can never become whatever I can't have the potential to become.
If I were to give people one single tool that would help them improve their lives, I would invite them to embrace the awareness and to use as a tool their consciousness that your life is not about you. It's about everyone else whose life you touch and the way in which you touch it. Everything that you hope to manifest in your life and searching for all the good things in life come to you automatically, almost without trying. That's all you'll need to transform your experience of who you are and to touch everyone else in life in a way that would allow them to begin to experience who they are.
I came to realize that it's not about me. The experience is yours, but the experience that people take from the content, you will never own. I will never know how much what I do affects people or doesn't. I'm not responsible for what happens with what is created once it's out in the world. Mm. The reason I was there was not to have a personal experience. The reason I was there was to make a film that could potentially shed light on an issue or teach something to people. Because I was so busy worrying about being Mr. Program Maker and making this film that was perfect in my mind's eye. Whereas in reality, the conversation that was being had never been had before. And as a result, it actively changed lives of people watching. It literally changed the lives of people that messaged me. It wasn't about me. And being comfortable with that is quite difficult, but also quite freeing in a lot of ways.
People come to the work for all kinds of reasons.
Sure.
And I don't really care. But by the time they start doing the work, all they really want to do is give. Because when you feel so amazing and feel so great about yourself that you no longer want anything, the first thing you want to do is give. I mean, and it's just a practice. And as you do that and you start seeing all the fun things happening, it's not like, oh, I got to go create my life today. You're like, I got to go because I don't want the magic to stop. So I just do it because I love the crazy, magical, wonderful things that happen that I would just never anticipate in my life. And so people are catching on to it and they start coming for one reason, you know, they want money or they want health, but it's not about your money. It's not about your health. It's not about your new relationship. It's not even about the mystical moment. It's about who you become in the process, because overcoming all those limitations to become somebody else, nobody can take that away from you.
Your metas are the peace of the world. You are beyond yourself. You're greater than yourself.
Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living."
Anything you could think of, if you could actually think of it, it means you can do it, right? Does that make sense? So if it pops up in your brain, it means that you have the ability to do it. Why? Because the brain would never think of something that it could not do.
So don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to dream big.
One of the tricky things I think with people is they haven't ever stopped to think about what they want because they think they can't have it. And so to think about what they want is too painful.
What people think about you and the possibilities for your dream is none of your business. They have no imagination, ladies and gentlemen. They're living out of the past, out of their memory. Their attitude is it can't be done because they haven't seen it.
Let's say you wanted to start a podcast in the past, and you did 3 episodes, and then you fell off. And so then Criticizer gets 1 point, and then they think, "I told you so. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're going to try that now. Okay, here we go again." The thing is that you are still closer having done 3 than having done 0.
But you don't get it, Gary. I've lost my whole life. And just because you've been losing doesn't mean you can't win. I call it the Monday Night Miracle thesis. The Monday Night Miracle is when the New York Jets were losing to the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football 30-7 with like 10 minutes left in the game and came all the way back and won. Just because you've sucked at life and you're like, "It's not true, I'm not awesome, I've lost at everything. Drug abuse, lost my loved one," like losing, like by how we would all consider it. I literally believe that you can win. And many have. When you deploy love, not hate, so many have poison in their soul, they got to get it out.
As you think, so you become. The mind is like a factory, a mental factory. And whatever you think about all day long pours ingredients into this mental factory. Can you imagine dumping a barrel of trash into this mental factory every day and coming out with a rich, dynamic, positive life? It can be done. And it starts with thought. Everything starts with thought. So you must be wise and careful what you think about, because that starts everything.
The easiest thing I've done was to get out from under the labels and to live the life that I live. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe that I can do it.
I think every thought that you have makes a chemical. And you can have thoughts that make you feel good and thoughts that make you feel bad. If 90% of the thoughts that we think are the same thoughts as the day before, the same thoughts lead to the same choices. But I do think that if you think differently and you learn new information and you have new thoughts, if you can make new choices and demonstrate new behaviors and create new experiences and arrive at new goals and feel new emotions, I would say that's evolution. And I think that people really, really secretly believe in themselves on some level. And I think being defined by a vision of the future, or really always, always dreaming of another great experience, I think is a great reason to wake up in the morning.
and you could live a very, you know, contained life. You're scared of being ridiculed. You're scared of humiliation. You're scared of saying, I want to do great things, and then not doing great things. But I would argue saying you want to do great things and not doing great things is better than just not doing anything, not saying anything. Give it a crack.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. You can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would have, uh-uh. That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something, you just don't know. Whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. Smart people like the idea of being cynical because it seems like you've considered all of the options. Only somebody that's a smooth-brained idiot would believe that things are going to go well. Right. Obviously, you know, that's what the normie midwits think. But it fails to recognize that you're. Experience of your life is largely determined by the story that you tell yourself about it.
If you have judgmental parents or judgmental friends or judgmental whatevers, and you date people and you bring them home, if they say, I don't think this is the girl for you, they're right every single time, your entire life, except for the one person that you decide to marry. And then they are absolutely wrong at the time that it mattered most. And the thing is they get to say on your sixth girlfriend and seventh girlfriend and eighth girlfriend, because let's face it, you've been alive for a while. I have a perfect guess. I'm right 100% of the time. This roulette, we'll see how long this one lasts. And 2 years in, they're like, see, you finally broke up with her. I told you at the beginning it wasn't going to last. Well, it never f-ing lasts except for the one that's going to stick. Duh. And the business never works until it's the one that does. It's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be. And so it's just about directional correctness and realizing that criticizers are more often correct, but when it matters most, incorrect.
The amount of people that quit 3 weeks before their shit that they spent 4 years on pops off it's a real number. It's happened. Quite a bit in the world. The amount of people that quit their life's dream the day before it was gonna click breaks my heart.
There was a time in my room, and I'll never forget this, 2008, I just got cut from the Seahawks. I'm in my parents' house because I don't wanna go out. Looking around my room, all the trophies, all the jerseys, see my one-year-old son, and I said, man, is this it? Is this the mecca of my life? And something inside of my soul said, it's not it, it's just the beginning. And there was no external evidence of that. I had to trust that internal knowing that this was it.
One of the best things you can ever do in your life is to change your words. Your tongue, your words have the ability to shape your world. You got to get to a place where you say, you know what? I got to stop talking about what I don't have and who's not here and what someone didn't give me. I got to stop talking death and I got to start talking life. When you look at your life, I promise you there is a connection between the life you live and the words you have spoken, because my words can change and shift my world.
So many people rehearse mentally what they're about to do. And when they do that, they actually prime their brain. They actually can change their brain and change their body just by thought alone. What thoughts do I want to fire and wire in my brain? Let me become familiar with those. What behaviors do I want to demonstrate? What would greatness do? What would be the feeling that I want to feel if I was able to do it? Would it be worth? Would it be self-love? Would it be freedom? Would it be joy? Let me teach my body emotionally what a future could actually feel like before it happens. The more you rehearse it mentally, the more you prime your brain and body for the act. So you could actually practice rehearsing how you're going to change in your life teach your body emotionally that there's another way to feel, and do it over and over again, it'll become familiar to you.
Intentionally act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional, because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you.
Everyone says, I want to be the world's best tennis player. I want to be the world's best basketball player. I want to be the world's greatest podcaster. That's already been done. But there's another level. You're not thinking big enough. The process it takes to be number one and stay at number one, your dreams and thoughts better be so big that they better scare you. It has to be something that nobody else has thought about before or done before.
What success looks like for any individual person is going to be different. Unfortunately, you can't take somebody else's purpose or success. You can't wear it as a suit. It's a bad idea, right? Because it's going to not fit. If something doesn't fit, eventually it's going to hurt wearing it. If you're not careful with how you design what it is that you chase after, you can spend your entire life realizing that you climbed a very, very long ladder that was leaning up against the wrong wall.
I truly think that the thing that I've suffered from the most in my life, as I look at Kobe and, you know, all these pictures of these great people, you know, dude, I just thought too small.
True desire in the heart, that itch that you have, that thing that you want to do to help others and to grow and to make money, that desire, that itch, that's God's proof to you, sent beforehand already to indicate that it's yours.
You know, you only get one ride around this thing. You know, think big.
Most people just don't understand that you are being primed all the time, and unless you prime yourself, you're going to be primed by the environment. So I want to take control of my brain. So I do three quick things. One, I take 3 minutes of those 10 minutes after I've changed my body, and I focus on three different events in my life that I'm grateful for. I usually pick two big ones and one small one. It could be as simple as a smile on my daughter's face, and it changes your biochemistry. Then real fast, I do this 3-minute process. It's kind of like a blessing. And then the last three minutes are called three to thrive, where I focus on three things I want to accomplish. But instead of thinking I want to accomplish, I see, feel, and experience it as done. I feel grateful. I celebrate it. And it trains your brain. So in 10 minutes, I'm done. Third thing that I'll do, I immediately send a message or a text or an audio message to somebody as a sincere compliment. And I don't go, dude, great job, or wow, you're cool. I say, hey, listen, I saw you on Tuesday with those kids, and I saw you take that extra 20 minutes no one else did. I just want you to know, I saw that. I thought that was incredible. So I'm always very specific so they know it's not just some positive thinking bullshit call. It's sincerely doing it. It makes me constantly look for the good in the people I work with. Fourth thing I do is whatever I don't want to do, the most challenging part of the day. What's a story we all love? It's the comeback story. It's the comeback, it's the Rocky, it's that music where all of a sudden you step back up and you take control and rock. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. Strong people create good times.